Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. It is that time of the week that I love so much. It is time to introduce this week's special guest. And I am so, so excited to be joined in studio with Jose Ramirez from Sharon Therapy. And I know I said it like that, Jose. I'm sorry, but okay. We're going to give you the opportunity to say your name correctly and your Sharon Therapy. Is that right? Am I saying it right?
Sharon Therapy Center, yeah.
Yes. Therapy Center, that sounds much better than the way I say
Thank
it.
Thank you so much for having us.
Not at all.
It's a real pleasure.
I'm so excited to chat to you today. Your therapy is amazing. And I can't even big this up enough because I got to experience this therapy myself. And it's just endless what you've taught me over the past year. So I'm very grateful for that. Let's kick it off by asking you, what is your therapy?
Well, our therapy is called Trauma Stress Relief, or TSR. Now it's been developed at Turin by Dr. Ramirez, who is my dad, Alvaro Ramirez. He's been operating Turin since 2000, so over 24 years here in Ireland. And we're a family-owned business, small business. It's just three of us in there. So myself, who manages the clinic, my dad, Dr. Ramirez, who's the founder and practitioner, and Maria Grande, who's also my partner, and she does the marketing and the social media branding and just keeps us behaving ourselves as well.
She does.
So he's Dr. Ramirez, he has a wealth of knowledge in medicine, just going over 40 years. From a young age in Nicaragua as a medical doctor and surgeon in the army during the Civil War in the 80s. And then he went to specialize in epidemiology in the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine. He then graduated from that and became National Director of Epidemiology Surveillance in Nicaragua. He studied Japanese acupuncture in 1984. He then studied traditional Chinese medicine in 2003. And he's been combining all that knowledge from Western medicine, Eastern and holistic medicine, over the years to combine it to create the therapy that we have now, through clinical findings and just practice and just seeing different conditions coming into the clinic that all share similar symptoms. So medically unexplained pain, for example, back pain, where their MRIs and their scans show nothing. They show that this person is, there's no physical damage there, nothing that would need surgery, yet the pain persists and they're not responding to medication. And what he's finding is that there were common symptoms that they all shared that were pointing in a different direction. So he started collecting this data and analyzing it and seeing, okay, what is the common denominator here? What's happening and where is it really coming from? And that was directing us towards the autonomic nervous system, because the symptoms that people were saying were things like tiredness, worry, stiffness of joints, anxiety, fatigue. Very, very common. They might have come from a migraine, but they had those symptoms too. They might come from lower back pain, but they had those symptoms as well. Fibromyalgia, they had the same symptoms as well. And the common thing with those is that they're autonomic body responses. So they come from the autonomic nervous system. So he started looking at that and comparing it and finding the correlation between them. And instead of concentrating on the local symptom, the pain itself, try and bring attention to the nervous system and try and settle that down. And that was having a trickle effect on the symptoms. So from that, it started moving forward with the therapy. And we got a great chance just there in June to go to Italy to the 5th International Conference of Functional Neurology Disorders, where we were really well received. The findings from the therapy and the development of neurophysiological disorders. So that was really, really good to get some good international attention on the therapy and you know, great exposure for us as well. And just, you know, we've been finding that we've been able to give people their life back. People have been suffering from chronic conditions, very debilitating things that not only affect them physically, but also emotionally, and it affects the people around them. It affects the quality of life as well. And suddenly we've been able to develop something that can really get them on the right track to really getting their life back and control of themselves.
And I can vouch that, oh my God, I have so much to say and I don't even know where to start. I did not know about your therapy and I was introduced to it last year. And from the moment, we actually documented me getting this done. And from the moment I started my first therapy, I burst into tears crying. And I burst into tears crying because I felt immediate release in my body. And I'm an open book. I have been since the day I started radio. And I was being treated for PTSD. So all the things you just named, I had, from low mood to fatigue to anxiety. And when I started your therapy, the immediate release that I felt, and what I felt when I walked away, my sleep improved, my mood improved, those aches and pains that you're talking about disappeared. It was actually life-changing for me. I couldn't stop talking about it for the first couple of weeks because I have done it all. I have done talk therapy. I have tried every avenue to ease and soothe what I was feeling inside. And then it blew me away to receive this therapy and not even know that it existed. Can you explain a little bit to me how the therapy works, software system, diagnostic, do you know, the background of
it? Yeah, absolutely. Oh, we have you crying on video as well, by the way.
So yes, they do.
Our listeners will be able to see that. We'll post it on our media so they can see it.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that because it was an honest response. Yeah. It was actually, like, even now, I can remember the feeling of just absolute relief.
Yeah.
To my body. And I'm lucky enough to being able to receive that therapy and still receive it as a maintenance. It's mind-blowing. I have so much in my mind. It's so hard to get it all out. But if you want to explain a little bit about how the therapy
works. So in the clinic, we have some unique tools that have been developed in our clinic. We are the only ones that have them. Software being part of it, the TSS software, which is built up around Dr. Ramirez's way of quantifying symptoms. So using a multi-level assessment. So the patient themselves would have a self-assessment. And that includes LCE5, which is a live event checklist, where you measure traumas that people have been through. For example, you have the something called HADS, which is HADS, which is the Hospital Anxiety and Depression Scale, which is used in hospitals to measure people's level of anxiety and depression. We also use an electrodermal probe, which checks the meridians, which is from traditional Chinese medicine, energy flow in the body, areas focusing on areas like heart, lungs, liver, kidney, intestines, areas that show stress. So when the body is stressed out, it affects those areas, and we're able to pick that up with the probe. So we get that information directly from the body. So we're combined, and obviously the clinical expertise of doctor observation of the patient as well. And using those, we can track, the software can track the symptoms. So from the first appointment, we can see the levels that the patient comes in with us at. They might come in for back pain, and they might think that answering a question about anxiety is completely irrelevant.
Yeah.
Or answering a question about depression is completely irrelevant. But we need to quantify that, because as we relieve pain, those things improve as well. And they might not be aware with it, and they might not have made the connection that is even relevant to them, you know? Considering that they've had scans and MRIs that say everything's clear, so where is it coming from? And
I was fascinated with that. I was fascinated to see how I was up in the red.
Yeah.
Up in the red on all scales.
Yeah.
And I originally came for anxiety just because I wasn't feeling my best.
Yeah.
And I just watched it all, you know, step by step.
Yeah.
It's fascinating.
And we're measuring the response then to the treatment itself, and just the patient's able to see session per session how they're improving, how their indicators are moving. And a lot of the time people come in thinking, I'm fine, apart from the pain, I'm okay, there's nothing else wrong. But when it's quantified and when it's really put down, they realize, okay, there's a lot more to this. And so those are some of the unique tools that we have in the clinic that really help us put a little bit of science behind the holistic medicine that we use, which is very, very important. And also the approach that we have is a little bit more clinical than perhaps holistic, let's say, because of that medical background. So we always say, look, there's a time and place for everything. You know, if someone's on medication for something that's a diagnosed condition, that's absolutely fine. We're not going to say come off that and use this only. It's about analyzing what's going to be best for the patient and what's going to work best for them and what's going to help them, their body, get control again. Because a lot of the things that we're looking at are based around stress. And one of the things that we say is that trauma, stress, exposure it's a causal factor for a lot of medical unexplained conditions, which is something that people don't particularly understand at times. You think you have back pain. There must be something physically wrong with my back. There's no other reason that back pain exists, unless there's something physically wrong. But we don't take into account that maybe at some point in the past, something happened that triggered tension in that in the body that's now just focusing on that area that needs release. But because we keep looking at it from a physical aspect, we're not finding the answers. So that these tools really help us get to that area and really analyze it and see where a patient is at.
Yeah, like it is endless. I loved how I watched my symptoms subside, and I've never felt so good. It has been a journey, if I say the least, coming into your clinic, because I didn't just come to your clinic and get treated. I learned so much. You have sat in a room with me and explained to me about my nervous system, which I never knew could affect. So like, I just want to slightly dive into that side of things, of how the nervous, what people don't realize is how our nervous system affects so many aspects of our body and mind.
Yeah. Look, what you're going to find is your nervous system is, I always say to people, is like your body's like an orchestra. Plenty of instruments playing at the same time. And the nervous system is the conductor. It's keeping time of everything. It's saying, okay, you need to go at this heart rate. Okay, lungs need to go at this speed. Blinking needs to happen here. So it's controlling our voluntary movement and involuntary movement. One of the key things that we have, and there's a lot of functions, sorry, that are almost instinctual. And they're built in there for survival, like fight or flight, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That is controlled by the autonomic nervous system. We have no say in when it activates or it doesn't. It's in response to the situation that we're in. So it's there for survival, but in modern day life, being chased by a lion is being chased by your boss.
Yeah.
Yeah. Having, exposure to the elements, cold, and now it's financial trouble. Okay, so the triggers for our stress are different, but the responses remain the same.
Yeah.
So it is your nervous system then that really, really controls that. And we have two sides to it. Your sympathetic system and your parasympathetic nervous system. Okay. One is action, fight or flight, activity, movement. The other one is rest and repair. You have, for example, when you have people who are adrenaline junkies, you know, that love skydiving.
You can say it.
Yeah.
It's me.
Yeah.
He's talking about me.
Or workaholics that just love to go. But you have that. There's a rush that comes with it. Okay. There's a trigger of fight or flight that they enjoy the highs. But the problem with that is that there's also a low as well. Okay. And what we are seeing is, because of modern life and the high levels of stress and activity that we have, we tend to have a tendency to neglect rest. And what that does, it develops an excess of adrenaline and cortisol in the body. Okay. And what that does, it makes a person's body feel very restless. Okay. We're not meant to be in constant fight or flight. It's meant to be there as an emergency, to jump out of the way of a moving car, to move your hand away from the hot stove, not to just, when there's pressure at work, be in that fight or flight state. Because what's going to happen is it starts gradually affecting your rest functions, digestive system, reproduction, sleep. And that's going to have a trickle effect on your fatigue. So day per day, we just keep adding more and more and more and more. And gradually, you start seeing physical symptoms, pain, stiffness, fatigue, anxiety. Worry about the symptoms over time can lead to depression. And it just has a knock-on effect. And it all comes from that lack of balance, because we're not looking after that autonomic nervous system, because we don't know how, because we don't pay attention to it.
It is. It's the important side. I remember something, things people say to me stick with me, okay? And there was something you said to me before in explaining the nervous system and how it can affect your daily living. So say you explain to me, if I am cooking something and my nervous system is shot, I'm not getting enough rest, I am absolutely shattered. As you said, all these things are coming into play and I spill a jar of sauce all over the floor. My reaction to that is going to be, as you just said, as if the worst thing. Yeah. Oh my God. And people are wondering why they're so snappy. or, you know, quick to respond to things. Oh my God, it's the end of the world. You're after spilling a jar of sauce on the floor. But if your nervous system is rested and calm, when you spill that sauce, you're just going to look and go, oh guys, watch your feet, the jar broke. You're going to think logically, this has stuck with me forevermore. Yeah. And that's how people don't see your daily life is being affected. If you are that person listening in today, oh my God, I would react like that if I spilled a jar of sauce. Look at your nervous system. I'm so passionate about this. My hands are going because I've never understood how the nervous system was affecting my daily living due to stress and PTSD.
Yeah, you need to look at it from a basic level. This is across the animal kingdom. We're not special in this sense. If a lion's chasing a zebra, that zebra is thinking run, survive. It's not thinking about when am I going to drink water. What is reproduction time? It's not thinking about that. It's thinking all the focus is on movement, fast as possible, survive. It's the same in us. We're not making irrational decisions. Okay, like to give you an example that we see recently, and people might have noticed this in rugby, when they get a try scored against it, you're gonna see them huddled up in the corner doing box breathing to try and calm down, so that they don't run into the next play. In that, we just go scored again. They can make good decisions and move forward. So slowing that down, and that's something that's recent. You don't see that 10 years before. It's a very recent.
People
thing
are
that's
clicking
happening.
On.
Yeah. Equally, you see the effects of adrenaline. Most recently, again in the Olympics, one of the girlies was saying that after the bronze medal, they couldn't sleep that night because they were so excited. That's that adrenaline. Yeah, that the excitement of the event affects her sleep. And that's fine if it's for one night.
But if it's constant, imagine what it's going to do to your body and mind.
Exactly. So if it's for one night, it makes perfect sense that the adrenaline was so high. She can control that. No, there's very little you can do about it. But if that was happening over and over and over again, that's going to affect the recovery. The levels of fatigue are going to increase. So what's the body going to do? First thing in the morning, you didn't sleep properly, but you have a big day coming.
You're tired.
Adrenaline is going to shoot up. Yeah. Cortisol is going to show up to get you through the day.
Oh my God, it's so fascinating. I have to take a quick break, but when we get back, I want to talk about the therapy itself and I have so much more questions. Sit tight, keep it here on Spin Now with me, Katie. Welcome back to Spin Now with me, Katie. Just before the break, I was catching up with Jose. We were chatting all things nervous system. There's so much I want to cover on this, but let's talk a little bit about the therapy itself, like what to expect when you go in and you sit down. I know a lot of people will say straight away, oh my God, needles. And I was a little bit one of those people, and I was blown away where you put needles on my body. Can we not call them needles? Because they're so tiny.
Well, look, there's no other name for them. But the thing is, they are very tiny. It's not like an injection that they're... A lot of people come in thinking they're going to be like a pincushion. You're not.
No.
The points that we use have been developed to target certain areas. So, for example, people come into us with lower back pain all the time. We don't even go near their back.
Yeah.
99% of the time, he doesn't even look at their back at all. We're approaching it from a different perspective. And we've had plenty of people who are afraid of needles, and then they come in and go,
what was that?
Yeah, that was grand. You know?
What was that?
I can tell you right now, from remembering, like, for example, the COVID vaccine, way sore.
Oh my God. Like, there was one stage I came in and I said it to your partner, Maria. I was like, is it crazy that I'm excited right now? Like, put the needle in me. Put it in me.
Yeah, you actually want them.
It's
yeah,
the
yeah.
feeling of when it goes in, that just unbelievable release and complete calm and zen.
Yeah. And that is the aim of the therapy. What we're using is the acupuncture to induce a parasympathetic reaction in the body, to switch it from being switched on to going into rest and repair functions. Okay, and a lot of people, what they experience is what you just described. They come into the clinic, they feel very relaxed, they feel almost like they're falling asleep, and that's their body just kind of shutting down and just reducing that adrenaline and cortisol. And then what it does is allows it to go into rest and repair functions. And a lot of problems, for example, like digestion that people have, is because when you're active and switched on in fight or flight, your digestion is being ignored. Okay, so the systems start to clog up and start to... So we need to start training the body to to go into a more relaxed state, to start saying, okay, Katie doesn't need to be a level 9 all the time. Katie can be a level 5.
Katie was at level 10. Yeah. Katie was at level 10. And yeah, that's important to say, though, because like I stopped eating at one stage. And it was because I was energy drinks and I was living on cortisol. Can we just say, because I'm an open book, there was a point where I think I was addicted to that feeling of cortisol in my body. And people live like that and don't realize it.
Yeah, and that's a valid point that you say there, because that's essentially what it is. The body getting used to a default position where it thinks adrenaline has to be at a high level for no particular reason. It's no longer a fight or flight effect. This is the way where we need to be. We need to be ready for anything at any given time.
Which and it's not healthy.
It's not healthy. But it comes from an imbalance in our lives of rest versus action. Which is something that it's unfortunately so common in the modern life that we live, but yeah. So like the first patient will come in, and you know, you'll spend about an hour and a half with us on the initial appointment, just filling questionnaires and getting the assessment done and having your treatment, and then probably having a little nap and then heading out happy out. And look, the we have other options as well, from the needles. We have laser acupuncture as well, and we also have some pediatric options for younger kids. Mind you, some of the younger kids are braver than most
yes they
most
are
men
and
in
this,
their 40s, so
anyone any age can get this therapy.
Absolutely and the responses are different as well and vary, but that all comes through the assessment as well.
Yeah, I honestly can't. I'm actually a little bit excited because I was saying to you there beforehand, I must come back. I'm due my month. I love it. I really do. I cannot explain enough to my listeners, and my listeners know, you know, with talking about my journey and my mental health struggles and my PTSD and understanding the nervous system. If you did anything today, go and understand that. Can we talk a little bit about how successful, you know, the therapy has been for patients? Because I know for me, and a lot of people on my social media, when they seen me talking about this, they tried it. And like the feedback from them was like, Katie, oh my God. People are more shocked that they didn't know about this. And they didn't know that this existed to be able to do and calm the nervous system and live a different life.
Yeah. Well, look, the success, we have very high rates of success with the conditions that we treat. Across all age groups. Some of them you could scratch your head and go, how did that happen? Even me working there do it. To give you an example, we've had a 92-year-old woman that came in a wheelchair and walked out in her cane after the first session.
Yes.
Which you borderline go like, this is crazy. Now, there is a process that we say in the clinic, and it's relief, understanding, and then progress. So that's the order things need to come in. Because when people come into us and they're riddled with pain, it doesn't matter what you tell them and what explanation you give them, they don't believe you.
Yeah.
They need to have that relief first. You need to bring the symptoms down first and then say, okay, this is what's happening, right? Because let's say construction workers, they use their back a lot. A lot of the time, they have back pain. A lot of the time, they think it's because of their work or their physical work. And partly, yes, they're correct because the fatigue is there. But your nervous system is very clever. So when it needs your attention and you're overstressed and overworked and overtired, it's going to look at those fatigued areas, and that's where it's going to start sending you that signal. Here, have some pain to slow you down.
Okay. Yes.
Now, if you work in an office and you're not so much doing physical work, it's going to maybe choose migraines to get your attention. Yeah, it's going to make you restless. It's going to affect your concentration, and it's not going to make you do what you need to be doing. So your nervous system is very cleverly trying to slow you down to get you to rest.
It does because when I first came in, I remember from the first moment, again, you have this on video. I'm totally up for sharing that, by the way, because it's fascinating, and it's one of these things that you have to feel it to believe it. And I remember my first session, how's your back pain? I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? My lower back pain? Your body, your nervous system is letting you know, okay, this, this, and this, pay attention. There's a saying, if you don't slow down, your body will make you.
Yep. We have, you know, it's an evolution of alarm bells that our nervous system has. It tells you when you're hungry, tells you when you're thirsty, tells you when you're tired. it is constantly sending you signals, but it's like we speak a different language. We don't understand what it's trying to say. You know, on a Sunday when you're tired, instead of having a little nap, you're going to go do housework.
That's me.
Your body is telling you, let's take a little rest. And we just don't do it. And then wonder why it starts to scream out. So with that understanding, like when we get that construction work with back pain and we say we apply the treatment and their pain improves, they go, I've been everywhere. How come is this happening? And we say, it's stress. They go, no, it's not. And it's like, well, that's what we're treating you for. So
yeah,
you know, and it is. And you're responding. So
I feel like I had that. I had the relief of it. And then you started giving me the understanding. It's the knowledge you give. And I've never been to a clinic or received this type of therapy, to be honestly so blown away that I watched my progress. It's not like, oh, well, you're feeling and you're seeing your progress change. And I did get the relief from it. Then I had the knowledge of it. And then I watched the progress. I watched me grow. Yeah. I watched me, transform. And like, it made me cry. And many, many times it made me cry, because a lot of it was because I wish I knew this existed.
Yeah.
A long, long time ago. Yeah. I want to ask as well, before we run out of time, you know, how can people tell if TSR therapy would help them? What would they look out for?
Well, if you have medically unexplained pain, where you have had your MRIs, had your scans, had your checks, and nothing's coming up, you know, the medication's barely working or temporarily working, that can be a sign that we're looking at something that's more based on the autonomic nervous system. Looking out for symptoms that are in that area that we look out for. For example, tiredness, worry, stiffness of joints, anxiety, fatigue, stress, irritability. Those symptoms are very, very common sign that, okay, we're overworking our nervous system here. Right? And those are things that you could put down to, but that's just normal life. It's not. It's your nervous system talking to you. Okay, we need to start paying attention to what we're doing. And in general, those are the things that are going to like say to you, okay, right, I need to look at something else here, you know. So, and it affects everybody at different stages, at different levels. The reason we call it trauma stress relief is because everybody has a different cocktail of events that go through in their life.
Yes.
Some people have a lot of past traumas, a lot of severe past traumas, you know. They can be, it can be something, an operation, family grief, car crashes, abuse. There can be, and other people don't have any of that. All they have is an accumulation over time of several small things.
Normal
life stuff, busy family.
Meeting the mortgage payments.
Correct, yeah.
All these things.
Young family, a mom doesn't sleep for 10 years because they have the kids. So
welcome to motherhood.
That's an accumulation of tiredness, chronic tiredness, that's going to down the line lead to this this kind of conditions that we see at the clinic. So it's a case of people looking out and being a little bit critical of what they do to their body in terms of activity versus rest,
yeah,
which is something we don't pay attention to.
Striking the balance. What advice would you give to our listeners to maintain a healthy nervous system at home?
Well, again, going back to a basic thing, for survival, all we need, food, hydration and rest.
Yeah.
It's as basic as that. Everything else that we have around us is extra. We will survive if we just look after those three things. And those three things are fundamental. So when your body's lacking one, it's going to start creating alarm bells. You can probably go ignoring one for a little bit, but when you have two at the same time, in a combination, or all three, your body's going to let you know about it.
And the crazy thing is, I didn't even know that I was lacking all three. I just thought, again, because I have had so much past trauma, I've learned to live in fight, flight, freeze, go, 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 quick, 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 work, work, work. And I remember you saying that to me, and then you'd say it again, and you'd say it again, and it really stuck in my head. Okay, I'm actually not sleeping. I started watching my Fitbit. I'm okay. Wow, I'm operating on 4 hours a night. Okay, yeah, I kind of skip, you know, breakfast. I do skip. Jeez, I don't eat until maybe dinner time. And then it really started sticking in my mind. Like, how am I expecting my body and mind to work if I'm not given the fundamental thing that it needs to survive?
You're literally triggering your body to go into a survival mode.
Yeah, on all levels.
Yeah, to you, and that is one of the things that we very commonly do. So a good exercise for people to do is to write down their day, what a typical day looks like for them.
And that's why I journal.
What time it starts. Not necessarily as detailed, you don't have to write down everything, but just looking at your day, like my day, say your day starts at 7 a.m., getting the kids ready to go to school, then you have to drive, then you go into work yourself, and then and just writing all the little bits that you're doing throughout the day, and then looking at it and going like, where's the rest?
Where am I eating?
Where is the rest? When did I have lunch? When did I actually sit down for a minute? When was I able to switch off? And what most people are going to find is they don't. They'll even be working through their break. They'll step off their desk, but they're still kind of active, engaged in what they're doing. So essentially what you're asking your body to do is be switched on completely and then expect it to just switch off naturally at night and go into a peaceful rest. And that's just simply not how it works.
And not how it's going to happen.
And then you have the addition of caffeine, stimulants, smoking, people will go out for drinks afterwards. All of those things, look, everybody has to celebrate at some point or another. But for people, for example, that have already an overactive nervous system, that's going to pair up with it and cause a little bit more of an excessive reaction of what it is. All of those things, adrenaline, cortisol, sugar, caffeine, nicotine, alcohol, they love each other. They have a great party when they get together. But you suffer the hangover afterwards.
Yeah, you suffer with the effects.
Yeah.
This conversation is actually endless. Like, we've only skimmed the surface, if I'm right in saying. Where can people find you for more information? Like, I love looking on your pages, your websites, because you actually put up really informative pieces every day. Well done to Maria on that.
Yeah, that's all Maria.
She honestly does, though. I look on your Instagram every day and I love the posts she comes up. They're almost like little reminders. Okay, Katie, you know, she's amazing at what she does. But where can people find you across the board?
Well, the clinic itself is in Rosslyn Business Centre. That's in Castle Troy in UL. So great for local, your listeners in the Southwest, is very easy to access. But look, we get people from everywhere. As far as Donegal, we've even had people that fly in from Dubai to get the therapy. So, but locally, we're local, so right beside UL. You can find Chiren Therapy Centre on Facebook and Instagram. And also just visit our website in chiren.ie.
Yeah.
And like the ad says,
I was just about to say, spell it.
Yeah, it's C-H-I-R-E-N.
Yes.
Chiren.
Yes, because I can't pronounce it. I'm not even going to try, but it is, there it is. And look, if anyone wants to text in or ask any info on it, you can get us on 087-7102-103, and I'm happy to give out the information. I want to say thank you personally for my experience with your therapy. It's been life-changing. And I can now give that information to my kids, which I've already given to my parents, and it's changed things for them. So thank you so much, and
You're
thank
more
you
than welcome.
For taking the time to come in.
Absolute,
to studio as well.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.